May the thoughts in my heart and the words from my lips be pleasing to God. We've witnessed many changes in our lives in the last couple of years. Changes in the church, now in the ELCA, ordination of seminarians who have been in long-term monogamous gay relationships. Changes in the military, doing away with don't ask, don't tell. Changes at home here in Hawaii as our state legislature moves through the houses with the bill on equality for all in same-sex unions. And those unions not only applying to the gays but to the straight community, to those who do not wish to have marriage. And Ms. Peggy talked about the banner in the back and about AIDS being the reason of that banner. It's good to know today that as I stand up here, that the people I knew early in life who were affected by the disease of AIDS, back when I was diagnosed in 1984, that today many of us live with more of a chronic disease that's taken care of through medications that we have today. In today's invocation, we have come together within our faith to claim the love of our God, the only God, his love for us. This is the love that even as the people we are, continues to flow to us. In last week's choir anthem, we listened to a lot about what love is about. I don't always sit down and open up the bulletin and read the translation, but I kept hearing the word Liebe, which means love in German, over and over again in that song, and I decided to read it. It was a beautiful offertory hymn, and the song sung so well by our choir, as they do with all things. Going from things of love, and I want in the opening prayer today, you know, we talked about coming out of the dark into the light. I thank God, I thank the church, I thank the people who have supported me in coming into that light today. It wasn't always that way. There were things of hate and bullying in my life. Getting on a school bus for a 15-mile ride as a child, hearing the words, "Hey, faggot. Why do you hang around with queers?" said to people who knew me and who were my friends who were straight. "You're a sissy. You're effeminate. He just hangs out with the girls. Who's the husband? Who's the wife? You can't play in our team. You need to go to the girls' team. Real guys can't. Real guys can fight." Hurtful words and intentional words. How can a person who knows he is different grow up with some sort of normalcy and have to hear such disparaging remarks? Another one, God hates homosexuals. Growing up and trying to do the right thing, how do you tolerate or have an explanation made to you on the fact God does not hate homosexuals? You go to church and you listen, and you don't hear the message of love because your heart and mind is full of self-loathing. You sit in a pew and think the word is for others, and there's a fence between you and the word of love from God. How come I ended up being what I think is different? No matter how hard I try, my soul does not change to be what other people think I should be. Was I born this way? If so, can I change? Where is the understanding for how my life is? Will I ever have a normal life? Who can I turn to for help? I need to overcome my sense of turmoil and self-loathing. Sometimes we think words will never hurt us, but yet they do. The words I opened with can be said in a gentle manner, probably amongst friends, But when you hear them from other people in a debasing way, they hurt. You hear those terms, fag, queer, sissy, girly. If those words are shouted at you, how long before what self-respect you have for yourself starts to disappear? Suicide, isolation, poor grades in school, hopelessness, pursuits of things that are not productive to you or your community. We grow up knowing all the cracks in the sidewalks, can't look others in the eye for fear they'll see something in you you don't want them to see. We do not want them to see those parts of us because we feel they will reject us. Usually the last name to be called up for a team. Or am I just good enough for anyone or anything? Sometimes we know we are, but we don't find the chance to prove it. When will we know that we are loved, chosen by God, and blessed? In the Oxford Book of Prayer, regarding Psalm 15, when all within is dark, and former friends misprize, or fail to appreciate our value or undervalue us for disparage us, from them I turn to you and find love in your eyes. When all within is dark, and I my soul despise, from me I turn to you and find love in your eyes. It is through the church we must learn that we can look up to God and find that love that smiles down on us, to find that love in his eyes. In today's passage from Micah, talked about controversy the Lord is having with his people. This is a passage that must be branded on the heart of justice seekers throughout the ages. Micah makes the implicit irony in Psalm 15. It is not the sacrifice or behavior sanctioned by religious establishment that brings us into harmony with God's design, but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. The walk does not end with one victory, but continues. John Woolman, a 17th century Quaker, had a close walk with God. He was one of the lonely voices who spoke against slavery. Oppression in the extreme appears terrible, but oppression in more refined appearances remains oppression. And where the smallest degree of it is cherished, it grows stronger and more extensive. To labor for a perfect redemption from this spirit of oppression is the great business of the whole family of Christ Jesus in the world. Woolman was quoted by Dwight Spahn Wilson in 1981 and added, "Because oppression of the universal justice is so insidious, we must labor constantly to bring about our great hope, the commonwealth of God. We do this not only because oppression limits the ability of the disinherited to use their talents, but also because it can easily make them doubt the goodness, if not the very existence of God. We are called to promote justice. This is our duty. There's no escaping it. For Lutherans, this merely echoes the faith that God's goodness to us can produce nothing less than goodness in us." These words were from the article by John Woolman. We must find justice for all, and it has to begin with us. Let it begin with us. Let it begin with me. Let there be justice on earth. I mentioned earlier the word suicide. Suicide is another thing that does find no bounds. Kevin Caruso wrote in a message on suicide.org, "I always knew that I was gay. I also remember seeing heterosexual couples and knowing that I wasn't like them. I would get very depressed about not being like other kids. Many times I would take a kitchen knife and press it against my chest, wondering if I should push it in all the way. That was said by Alex, a 14-year-old gay youth. And innumerable lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youths have similar feelings. Many do not feel safe to come out with their orientation because countless LGBT youths have been rejected by their families or friends, verbally abused, physically abused, or bullied as a result. If you are gay, lesbian, or bisexual, or transgender and need help, please reach out. Tell people to reach out. Our church is a good place to reach out, starting with our pastor. And there are many resources available today that were not available in years gone by. Please remember that the people who are ignorant and insensitive are the ones with the problem, not you. Stay away from them and surround yourselves with caring and supportive people. But take steps to protect yourself, your rights, your feelings, and your physical and mental health. A note of a gay teen, Joshua Mello, from his memorial service. Joshua, 15, died by suicide. After being incessantly bullied because some cowards believed that he was gay, hate against gays and lesbians can lead to murder and suicide. Remembering Matthew Shepard and John French. Finally, he says, I want to kill myself. A suicide survivor shares her suicidal feelings and suicide attempt. That was part of the message. Take care of yourself, signed by Kevin Caruso in that message. Also, please think of all the people who have committed suicide. We have them in all walks of life. Depression is a big indication of who they could be. It walks in the military. It walks in all branches of whatever you're doing in life. These things happen. We need to support and love people. I can remember when I was in the military, 8 years that I spent in the Air Force. I did a lot of drinking over it. Because I was always wondering, you know, if I could be a part of, if I would be found out, if I would be kicked out. Fortunately, the 8 years I spent in the service turned out quite well. But in my own mind, it was going to be different. Annually, the last day or the last Sunday in January is designated by the Ecumenical Welcoming Community as Welcoming Sunday. On this day, worshipers are encouraged to join other welcoming congregations from various denominations in celebrating the witness in God's love for persons of all sexual orientations and gender identities. We have one other church on the island, Calvary by the Sea, that is also designated as a Reconciling in Christ church. Finally, honor each other, love thy neighbor and thyself, and remember always that love is the greatest gift of all. Share it. Amen.